All right, welcome. My name is Jacob. I'm a 100% Samoan American. I was born in 1974. I'm now 44 years old. My parents are both Samoan, one from American Samoa and one from Western, as far as the history that I know. I'm an Army brat. I grew up, I moved around a little bit as a younger child, like from the age of one to about like five. I was born in Germany, moved to Atlanta. Atlanta was just an amazing place. But after that, I moved to Salinas, and I lived with my cousin for a little bit until we moved to Fort Ord. There, you know, is where a lot of stuff began. But I guess I'm starting this podcast to tell my story, I guess. I don't know. But at this particular point in my life, I've worked with kids for over 20 years, right? And my thing is, I worked for this particular company for 20 years. And I am now at a crossroad where for many years I didn't want to take a position where it was going to take away from my family. It was hugely important to me to be like, you know what? I want to be at this level just so I can have time. I'm married to a teacher, but I've been with her for over 20 years too. So, but we've been married for 12, but the entire time that I've been married to her, I mean, like, I absolutely only wanted life to be for her. You know, it could be my upbringing, you know, because, you know, that's a whole story in itself. But at this point, I want to start this off because this podcast, because I'm at a crossroad again. I'm trying to move into another career, a more lucrative career, but I know it takes a lot of introspection for me, at least, to try to find that fight within me after all these years of laying dormant, kind of, and it's pretty trippy, because I used to make jokes about, going, oh, man, you know, people would listen to podcasts, like, all the time, like, or listen to people, motivational speakers. You know, I used to want to listen to that before I played football, or when I was an athlete, I wanted to, you know, listen to that and get fired up. But now it's like I'm trying to find that part of me that no longer will sit dormant and just work, but also push past, you know, the limitations that I've always felt like I had to have in order to make time for my family. So that's where I'm at. One of my friends, he brought me into a company right now, and you know, it has a lot to do with the helping people with their, you know, saving money or whatever, insurance or whatever, something similar to that. But it's to help them, and I've done this many years ago before, so. But this time around, I'm so different. I'm more confident. You know, I've been through a lot. I've had jobs thrown at me, like, to where I was the director of everything. They wanted me to be it because they felt like, you know, he's a leader, he's this, he's that. But I was always like, oh, you know, I got to make time for my family. I'm not going to compromise that. I will not. I tried it one time, and I was like, you know, it just threw my whole life out of whack, and I wasn't ready to change it at the time. And I guess I just, you know, my wife broke me off the other day when I started doing this new thing with my good buddy. She broke me off. She goes like, you know, you never wanted the responsibility. You didn't want it on your shoulder for many years. I was like, you know, like, how could you say that to me? I was so mad. But when I sat back and I thought about it, it was right. every position they were offering me, I did not want to leave what I was doing, because to me, I was always available to my kids and my family. And coming from a family where my father was never really available to me, that was a big deal to me. But trying to change that narrative now at my age, moving past something that I've done for 20 years, is just huge. So I want to start this podcast with what I'm doing. Hopefully, if you are listening, you'll be able to follow and, you know, come on this journey with me. But it's definitely one of the scariest things I've done in a long time. Growing up as a kid, I never wanted to get into something or make a commitment to something unless I was going to be there through it all, because I always felt like my father was the type to kind of be shady about that. Not that he was a shady person, but just the fact that, you know, he would make promises he wouldn't keep. And I never wanted to be a person that would commit to something and break my promise. So that was a huge deal for me. So here I am. My good friend has paid this entry fee for me. And now, knowing who I am, knowing how I am, I will not, like, I can't break this commitment. That's just the way I am. So it's kind of scary because I'm pushing myself into a new realm that I'm unsure about. But I thought it would be cool to kind of find the journey in it. And knowing that as I'm getting older, I want my kids, both my sons, to be able to hear my voice, hear my journey, hear how, you know, how scary this is, and see how, you know, no matter what, you could do it. But however it's going to play out, you just don't know. But, you know, I'm excited and scared all at once. So day one of my podcast, that's kind of the gist of where I'm at right now. I'm just mentally, like, just like, it's like going into a whole new world. I'm like driving without a map, you know what I mean? And just, I'm going to go. Because like I said, if I make you a promise or you go out of your way for me, I will do my very best. And then I don't know if the wheels will fall off, because I'm pretty good at a lot of things. Through the years, I've shown that I could be a leader. I could be a lot of things. But really, this will be the first true test in about 20 years that I've really put my skills that I've attained through the years to the test. So this should be interesting. So till next time, you guys. Hopefully you guys have a great day. And I guess I'll leave it like this, like I always say to my kids. Make sure you keep your head up, eyes open, and keep moving forward. And I guess now that I'm moving into a new direction, I probably need to take that advice myself, right? All right, with that being said, signing off. Peace. What's up, everybody? It is now, what is it? October 2021. I mean, I have literally lived a lifetime up to this point. And I know initially this started off as my transition into finding a new avenue to live. And, you know, most people, from my experience, most people who had traveled on this road always met challenges. And those challenges a lot of times will derail what their hopes and dreams were. And through this journey, it's been similar, I would say. My journey has been similar to that. But I think I've come to this point, especially going through a pandemic, that whole, you know, staying at home thing. For that last year, 2020, was just crazy. You know, like, there was so much change, so much. It was just wild. With that being said, I just wanted to stop in because it seems like people are listening. So that is good because I am learning a lot. And a lot of it is coming through the relationships that I have in my life and the people around me. And this podcast to me has gotten to the point where I feel like it's not so much about my journey as it is expressing what I am feeling as me. I guess that's important to me at this point because, you know, there's a lot of things that I would love to know about my parents. And I, you know, because, you know, my mom's no longer here and my father lives far away and I've never really been close to them. But in life, like, I want to know the, you know, their story. What was their story? Who were they as individuals? And hopefully, as I express this and I share this with you guys, that my sons will one day run across this. And if I'm no longer here, that they can hear my voice. They can hear my my journey through my own thoughts, through my own, what I'm sharing. So, with that being said, here's two things that I really would love to share with you guys. So far on my journey, I renewed my license, my life license, everybody knows. Or if you've been listening, you know that I sell life insurance. Well, I don't sell it. I help people, you know, realize they need it, you know, and, you know, helping them to come to a understanding of what they want for their own lives. Do they want life insurance? Do they want a plan for the future? Because some people don't. And some people are okay with it just being about them. And even so, you know, like, hopefully through this past year, I've learned a lot by putting myself out there. But here's what I want to say. The thing that I've learned in the last year, especially getting back into somewhat of normalcy, I've learned what to put first for me, regardless of how this all ends, regardless if I get it right or if I don't get it right. What is my end goal here? And that is just basically to give my children and my family and the people I love who I am while I have a chance to give it to them. And I know that sounds kind of cliche. I'm not trying. My biggest thing now is not to tell everybody what to do, how to do it, where to go. What I have done is made a decision. Like, if I'm going to do something, I'll do it. If I'm not, I'm doing it for someone else, then I have to reconsider whatever it is that I'm doing because I'm not actually doing it for myself. Like, what do I truly want to do versus what I have to do, and then what I'm doing for someone else? I wanted things to be genuine. So now I just make a decision on, like, I genuinely want to be with my family first and foremost, and that's just a fact. Now, pursuing my own life, I know I have to, what I'm doing now is just setting everything in place so that once I make that decision, that it transitions better than what I initially had planned, which was like just cut it cold turkey and jump the ship. And, you know, then everybody, while we're swimming in the ocean, we got to figure out how to get to the edge. And I had to somehow, you know, create this muster of like, oh, all of a sudden it has to be. And I know that's cliche, but anyways. So that's what I've done so far right now. I'm just really focusing on my family, which has been great because really internally, I feel more in control. I feel more more balanced. You know, I love these other people that I've been around, but I know that, you know, the core of who I am has to be balanced with my unit, my two sons and my wife. Once that's balanced, I know that I can make a decision beyond that. Because here's what I'll say before I I'm going to end this podcast today right here because I want you to get this regardless of what happens. So we going through a pandemic, we're going through COVID, we're going through all this stuff. No matter what happens, what I'm learning, what I know is true about me and my life and what my legacy will be, is that no matter what, I will always, always be with my family, next to my family, loving my family as long as I can. Now, my kids are going to grow. That's a fact. They're going to move on. They're going to have their life. But I will always be here for as the foundation until I'm no longer the foundation. I don't know if that even makes sense, but that's kind of like what I feel right now. Now, as far as my personal goals are, you guys stay tuned because I got some things brewing up. And it took me a minute to kind of, you know, work out what I needed to do as far as for my business. But I think something's coming up and I really think I'm going to really have something to really move forward with. So you guys stay tuned. Hopefully you guys are excited that I'm back, or if as much as I can. I genuinely want to be here when I'm here and I'm talking. I really want to be present. So if you guys have anything, if you heard anything as far as all my podcasts, what have you heard? And is there anything that I'm talking about that kind of resonates with you? And if you do, hit me in the comments, you know, inbox me, let me know what you feel. I would love to talk about that and share that too, if you're getting something from what I'm sharing. Other than that, hopefully everybody has a wonderful day. Remember, keep your head up, eyes open, keep moving forward. Take care, y'all. Peace.